Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the D. Whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Peace, everybody. And I'm your host, Queen Tay, and you're listening into Conversations with the Queen, where we discuss any and everything about life, the good, the beautiful, the bad, and the ugly. But we will always have a helping hand and a helping word. Today's topic is learning to love yourself, the road to a better you. But before we get into that, I would love to remind you that if you miss the show or are further interested in getting more information on this or other shows' topics, you can check us out at conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. Conversations with the Queen, everything spelled correctly, .blogspot.com. Okay. Just really felt that there was a need to touch on this subject. You know, I think we spoke briefly on certain aspects of love when we had Brother L on the show. And he went further into the metaphysical aspects on certain things. Apologize if I'm echoing, but there's nothing I can really do about that. I guess we're going to have to just bear with it and hope it goes away. All right. Yeah, like I was saying, Brother, we went in on the topic of love a little bit with Brother L, and he went more in on the metaphysical aspects of love and what it was dealing with there. And he broke down the four different types of love, and one of the types of love that he broke down was love of self, and that's the type of love that we're going to be focusing in on today, pretty much, and really getting into. It is often said that the greatest love we could ever have is the love that we hold for ourselves. Well, we discovered with Brother L that this is not necessarily the truth. Our love has its place, but why this saying might hold some validity could be due to the fact that this is where true love begins. Without the ability to love oneself, you will never be able to fully understand what it takes to love someone else. Self-love is important not only to creating and maintaining a healthy mind and body, but spirit as well. Understanding the importance of self-love requires a mind capable of understanding the connection between self and all things. One must fully understand that they are not separate from the things and people around them, and by loving themselves, they can also do the world a whole lot of good. I just want to ask real quick to everybody in the chat if... Okay, now, the sound is not clearing up, and I really do apologize for this. You know what we can do real quick? Let's take a music break really quickly, and I'll see if I can call back in and maybe that'll clear things up. How does that sound? So, we can do that. Hold on, you guys. So, let's... Oh. Well, if not, then I'll just continue, and then we can try and see if it'll clear up on its own. Okay, well, we're going to take a little music break and see if this will clear things up, okay? Is It the Way by Jill Scott? And hopefully the feedback has cleared up. So if everything's all good and you guys can hear me well, just holler back in the chat room and let me know if there's any more discrepancies or anything like that, because we do want to give you the highest quality show possible. So before that, I just briefly broke into the aspect of self-love. I introduced the topic and its connection to, you know, everyday life and how it's important, how it's an important part of life that we must all interpret and all understand in order to build healthy relationships, not only with ourselves, but with other people as well. So definitely going to go a little bit into what self-love is. Well, self-love is not to be confused with arrogance or conceit. Self-love is a strong sense of respect and confidence in oneself. But ultimately, it is the discovery of the connection between self and all things, and the realizations of one's own personal divinity and connection to the Most High. Throughout the process of loving self, you will begin to close the gap between, or about the gap of separation of self and God, and understanding the oneness of everything. So, you know, well, you know, pretty much just self-love is really, you know, has its psychological benefits, of course, because, you know, it does bring you to become a more healthy and balanced person, but it also has certain aspects spiritually that it does encompass, and it does help you to understand. Everything has multiple levels to it, so everything has multiple significances within the body, within the mind, and within the spirit. So self-love is no different from that. Okay, now we're going to get a little bit into why loving ourselves is not necessarily a mainstream concept. Okay, a lot of the time there is a disassociation of love of self, and it starts in childhood. Okay, this is really where we get into the beginnings of learning to not love ourselves. And some of the causes of lack of love of self is parenting, religion, and, of course, outside influences, like the world, certain things about the world, media, you know, just living in society. So parenting. Most parents are consumed with the day-to-day, keep up of the home and life in general, and others are just never taught themselves the true importance of self-love. So, but whatever the reason, a lot of parents do not teach their children properly to love themselves. A lot of times, some parents, not all, you know, but when you do have a person who has a severe lack of love of self, it might come from neglect from the parenting. It might come from the parent tearing the child down. And neglect, let me say, when I say neglect, it doesn't necessarily mean that they neglected you physically or, you know, or even sometimes fully emotionally. It might even be that they neglected to emphasize a healthy self-esteem in the child. And see, this is, it's not, you know, it's not easy thing, parenting. And, you know, I don't come to criticize anybody's parenting styles, but it's very, very important that that is instilled within the child at a very young age, and that they do, you know, that they do definitely get to develop that. Can everybody hear me all right in the chat room? Or if there's any sound problems, let anybody let me know if they have a problem hearing me back. Because I am getting that some people are not getting any sound. Well, that just might be a specific person's problem. Okay. Keep on going. All right. The next aspect is religion, actually. And in the three major monotheistic religions, as interpreted by the masses, it always seems to be tied into some form of self-chastisement. saying man is imperfect, emphasizing the separation of man and God, and somehow implying God does not encourage you to love yourself. Now, when one truly studies most spiritual texts, you will find that this is not the case and this is not the truth. But man has seemed to corrupt certain aspects of the doctrine pertaining to the messages of love. So in certain cases, not now again, not bashing religion, but the way religion is taught to us in this society and through the mainstream aspect of what we do consider to be religious doctrine, there is a lot of self-chastisement. There's a lot of implication that we are so fallen from God and we are so separated from God that how, you know, it kind of implies that how could we love ourselves, you know? We're so imperfect and we have so many things wrong with us, you know, that it kind of really doesn't emphasize the closeness to God. Whereas when you actually do go into the text at times, you can actually pinpoint certain scripture within all three of the major monotheistic religions. You can go in and actually pinpoint certain scriptures that do not say that, and they do actually say the contrary. But for the most part, what is really practiced and considered sometimes orthodox aspects of the religion, or what's considered mainstream aspects of the religion. So, you know, that's not very helpful to one's ideals of dealing with self-love. Now, here's a third aspect of what causes lack of self-love. Outside the world, influence, media, all these things, the outside world seems to always tell us we are not smart enough, pretty enough, popular enough, young enough, old enough, etc. And, you know, so that emphasizes the point that we live in a culture that focuses on the differences and not the likenesses. Thusly, is always telling us what we are not instead of telling us what we are. A culture driven by rejection and by the rejection of uniqueness, and one that focuses on conformity and the monotony of the everyday will never be conducive with the concept of self-love, because loving self means loving self despite our sometimes appearing flaws, or even loving ourselves for just who we are and what we are and what we bring to the table and our strengths and our weaknesses, and just understanding how to utilize ourselves in the best way that we can be utilized. So, I mean, something that tells you to be outside of yourself can never really, you know, uplift you to the point where you have self-love. So, you know, dealing with a lot of these things, it seems that mainstream culture in and of itself is really not conducive to creating people who understand a concept of self-love. So how can we begin to develop a healthy sense of self-love? There are a couple steps. I'm going to give you 7 short steps. There are many different things that we can do, but this is 7 short steps that we can follow that will help us to get more in touch with truthfully loving ourselves, okay? One is to forgive yourself. This is highly important. You must learn to accept yourself from your mistakes and your flaws and all those different things. You must learn from these things and move past them and know that you have the ability to grow and move forward. A lot of people get stuck in the past. A lot of people get stuck on mistakes that they have made, things that they have done, things that have happened to them, and they don't move forward, and they don't move on. But in order to truthfully love yourself, one of the first steps you do have to take is saying, look, I've made some mistakes in my life. I've carried around some guilt with me, and actually guilt helps to block up certain aspects of different chakras. So, you know, definitely it's not a good emotion to hang on to. You really want to release that in order to really begin to heal yourself and learn to love yourself. Number two, stop comparing yourself to others. This is completely important because we do live in a very competitive society. And with a competitive society, you have the natural tendency to compare yourself to other people constantly. Like I said, when I was talking about how they tell us what we are not, they say, you're not pretty because this is the standard of beauty. And a lot of times, especially for people of color, this is a very hard thing to deal with because what is the standard of beauty seems to be a very Eurocentric aspect of what beauty is. And so, you know, a lot of our own people of color, especially black people, we tend to hate ourselves. Not only just for the particular reasoning that most people hate ourselves, we hate ourselves just because we feel that we were born ugly or non-desirable or inadequate, just even down to our physicality, and that's things that we can't necessarily help, but these are not necessarily true things. Even oftentimes we have in the so-called venues of black media or black standards of beauty, even in these standards of beauty, it's still encouraged that, you know, beauty is light skin, soft or good hair type BS. I don't believe in good hair. I don't perpetuate it, but I'm just using it for a term of reference. Also, you know, light eyes. Very Eurocentric features. So, you know, black people, we're very, very, very indoctrinated from a young age, especially even pertaining to that aspect of comparing ourselves to the Eurocentric standard of beauty. Now, how crazy is that? Because we will never look like Europeans or what the European standard of beauty unless we severely manipulate ourselves, and even then, we won't look like it. We would just look like us trying to be them. So we'll look like an imitation. So, you know, we have to accept ourselves. So, you know, stop comparing yourself really means your personal best should always be your own personal best. You know, don't go by what the Eurocentric aspects of beauty are and to say that that's the best that you can ever look. No. Look like the best, you know, black, beautiful, African self you can be, okay, and learn and accept that for who you are. And that's just an example on physicality. Understand that each person's path in life and success is their own. So you're, so pretty much success and things like that are relative to one's own life path. You know, you are specific. The things that you go through in your life are specific to you. Okay. It seems like we do have some callers on the line. And you know what? Because we have had an absence of callers lately, I'm going to break my tradition of going for the first half hour and just bring on a caller. I like to bring on the caller from the 414. You are on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any questions or comments to add to today's topic?
Peace. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Peace. This is C. Power Allah.
Peace, brother. Do you have any thing to add on to today's topic?
Yes, I do. I want to add on in regards to the topic of what you were explaining about love.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to add on that was the fact that love is not just considered to be an emotional state, is also considered to be a logical state. Love is also considered to be equality, which is to be fair in all things. Also, equality is considered to be an imbalance, meaning everything is fair, everything is equal through fairness. So just like, for an example, when you refer to loving thy self, like with me, for an example, I love myself as me being an original man or an Asiatic black man. And because of the fact that I love myself, what I do is I deal with logic at all times, which is supreme mathematics, which is order. So I deal with logic or take things in a logical state or a logical manner in my surroundings or my environment because of the fact that I do love myself. Also, another example I can give to you is the fact that I do love black people. And because of the fact that I love black people, I teach black people or original people knowledge of self, which is knowing thyself, or which is another form of being aware of who you are by nature. With my queen on my earth, I love her. And it's things that she do that's wrong, but what I do is I basically explain to her what she had done was wrong. I basically acknowledge the problem to her, and I also have a solution because of the fact that what's the whole purpose of presenting the problem if you don't have no solution behind
solution.
It?
Solution, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So, and that's the times behind what I do with my queen or with my earth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's basically three examples that I want to give off in regards to what love is, because I know for the most part I do build on the word love a lot, especially when it comes to women in general. And like I said, I want to explain myself in regards to that because of the fact that love is not just considered to be an emotional state or based upon feelings. Love is also considered to be a logical state.
Well, that's a very, very, very valid point, and I really thank you for bringing that to the conversation. Do you have any other comments or questions or anything else you'd like to add?
Nah, you know what? For the most part, I was doing the knowledge, and like I said, I was keeping my word in regards to tuning in on the show. So, I mean, for the most part, I'm going to just sit back and just listen. If I want to add on, am I still going to be on the speaker?
No, but you can raise your hand again, and we'll definitely bring you back on if you feel like you want to add on later on during the conversation.
Okay, that's peace. What I also want to add on, too, if you don't mind, I am considered to be one of the co-hosts of the Science of Life Blog Talk Radio. I also have a non-profit organization, which is referred to Teenager Knowledge Organization. And what it is, we basically provide, or our aim or our goal is basically to provide teenagers food, clothing, and shelter. And I just had an event that came across in regards to taking the teenagers to the Black Historical Society Museum, where there they end up learning some form of history in regards to the state of Wisconsin, some form of black history in the form of in regards to the state of Wisconsin. So, and I'm also one of the administrators of the Facebook group, which is Reason 7, the Nation of Gods and Earths. I don't know if you're familiar with that nation or not.
I'm familiar with the nation a bit.
Okay, that's peace. So, that's all I want to add on, sis.
All right, well, thank you for definitely bringing that to our attention. That does pertain to the subject in which we're talking about self-love. Because, you know, when we do for ourselves and when we do for our people, that is an expression of self-love. So definitely thank you for bringing that into the whole vibration of the conversation. And you can definitely come back on if you have any more questions or comments, okay?
Okay, join
these. Peace. All right, peace. We have a couple other callers. Caller from the 678 area code. You are on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Yes, I do.
All right.
This is Jesse Tahuti.
All right, peace, Tahuti. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Thank you for tuning in today. So do you have any comments or questions?
Yes, sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, I have done my research very, very extensively on different forms of love.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've seen, it started like, okay, when I was young in school, everything in the books was Caucasoid, European. Okay, you're centric, right? Everything that, okay, like right on top of the alphabet that was the founding fathers was all Caucasoid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, whatever you see on commercials, it's like 90-some% Caucasoid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what you see in entertainment, it's about more than that, you know? So by looking at these things and being taught that in our social studies was taught that our history started when we were put in slavery.
Yep.
Okay, and I was thinking, I'm saying like, see, all of this, embrace the self-esteem of the Asiatic, you know, queens and kings out there.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? And it destroys the actual love that we have for self.
Exactly.
That you know what I'm saying? Because, see, when you look at true love, you look at the essence, it starts with self. Because, see, you can't change what you are. See, and then too, yeah, they may be beautiful in their ways or whatever, but we can't be them.
Exactly.
We are beautiful in our ways. It's like having kinky hair, as they call it, and all of this does not make you ugly.
No.
It does not make you, inferior. It does not make you, you know, like some cultures think that we were the untouchables.
Mm-hmm.
That if they touch us, they have to fast for 3 days and purify themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and see, and we're taking that to heart when we see these things and what people look at us as. They implant in our hearts and our minds that we are not nothing. That we just some people just roaming the earth and don't have any significance in life, and mostly are drug addicts and crazos, and they don't have anything, you know, to contribute to life. I mean, to society.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at the way that the Caucasian teaches their children.
Mm-hmm.
To when you get older, you're gonna get, you're gonna get a business.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna start. You're gonna become an entrepreneur.
Exactly.
You're gonna start. I'm gonna pass my business to you, son, mm-hmm. or I'm gonna pass it to you, my daughter. But then at the same time, when we go to school.
Mm-hmm.
First thing that we teach our children, you're gonna go to school to get a good job.
Job, exactly.
Okay, you know, and to me, job is just over broke. Because you don't get something from it.
Very
you
good.
See what I'm saying? And then you look at the principle of it. You look at the key principle of how the mental is affected. Like
mm-hmm.
the brother was saying, it does start with the you know the overall knowing of self, the know thyself.
Yeah.
All of the ancient cultures taught that.
Mm-hmm.
To know thyself. That's
mm-hmm.
the whole key principle. And when you know thyself, you begin to love yourself.
Exactly.
When you know the history, you know your genealogy, you know everything about who you are as an individual,
mm-hmm.
as a supreme soul on this planet. Lucy was a million-year-old fossil that was found in Kenya that was an Asiatic woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at the principles of, okay, the lies and deceptions of the system and how they teach us
mm-hmm.
and then how they implant it. It's similar to how the Willie Lynch method had manifested.
Exactly.
You know, how they had this Willie Lynch syndrome. I call it the Willie Lynch syndrome because
mm-hmm.
it's like you want to be something that you're not.
No.
And you cannot do it regardless.
Yep.
There's nothing you can do to change what the Most High Creator has created.
And what you do to yourself will be destructive.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. And I'm not going to present no names, but you already know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who rearrange their structure to try to imitate them. And you never could do that because the soul is what counts in the human being. The DNA and RNA code that's in us is
mm-hmm.
strong. Anybody, any other nationality or race that mixes with us
mm-hmm.
becomes us.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it's also important
to
know what you were talking about earlier about how
mm-hmm.
we're presented in society as being inferior. Well, it's important to not only note that in certain cases, in certain societies, we've been presented as inferior, but in other
right.
societies, we were looked at as superior. And in our own
yes.
societies, that was the standard of beauty. It's important to present that opposing aspect because we're only taught about the aspect of ourselves where we were looked at as being inferior beings, lesser than. One point, black was the standard of beauty. Kinky hair, broad nose, big lips, all of it was the standard of beauty. Natty hair, you know, locks, froze, all of it. It was considered beautiful. So what needs to be understood in certain aspects of, you know, certain cultures, they still look at it as beautiful. I think I was watching a clip, news clip on YouTube, and it was talking about what they call the bee lifestyle in Japan. And it's actually a lifestyle, they call it, black culture lifestyle in Japan, where they imitate what blacks in America are doing. So it's very important to note that, you know, not everybody thinks we're ugly, not everybody thinks we're inferior. In fact, you can tell through the mainstream culture that that is a lie because we create so much things and create so much culture, and we create fashion and we set the trends for so many things. But I want to wrap it up, brother. Sorry not to cut you short. But we do have some other callers on the line that I would like to get to. But I really appreciate you coming in and building on that, okay?
Sure.
All right. Peace, brother.
Peace.
Caller from the 347 area code. You are on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Peace. You hear me?
Peace. Yes, I do hear you.
All right. Top most my.
Okay.
Checking. I hear y'all. I hear everything y'all saying. Know thyself.
Mm-hmm.
And this and that, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But check this out. It's a lot of people that they don't even know what love is. You can't know thyself if you don't even know what love is. First, you got to know what love is. You know what I'm saying?
True.
There's a lot of people, like, you know what I'm saying? They came up in, like, households where, like, the parents never even showed them love.
Yeah, we just talked
parents
about
never
that.
Embraced them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They never had the right food. They never even were nutrition right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So they don't even know what love is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, like, in my everyday life, I'm more interested in talking to the people that's not conscious.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And showing them the way. Because the people that's conscious, they know a lot, you know. It's almost like we Masons and all that. But
mm-hmm.
we speaking it. And, you know, instead of the Masons, they be quiet about it. We speaking
mm-hmm.
it. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I like to meet people that, like, you know, that never don't know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I like to meet the Christians, especially the Christians.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, they think they got it together. I like talking to them and
mm-hmm.
teaching them what knowing thyself is. You
mm-hmm.
understand what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, like, when you're Christian, as far as love, You wait for what Jesus is going to do for you.
Yes.
But what people don't know is it starts with you. You know,
it starts with whatever,
you know. No doubt, it starts with you. Like okay, say you drink, and you want to say that you be like, yo, I want to stop drinking. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then be like, yo, I'm going to wait for God, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he's ready to make me stop. It don't work like that.
No, exactly.
It's you got to take the first step.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
God
so,
helps
you know,
those who help themselves. Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly, but, you know, you got to help yourself a lot because it's
mm-hmm.
not easy quitting things, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's like you really got to get in tune.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, back to the, you know, children that's growing up
mm-hmm.
that don't know. I'm going to make this brief, too. Children
okay.
that's growing up that don't know, like, what love is,
mm-hmm.
you know, we gotta find these people. You know, we got to find these kids. We even got to find these adults that don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we gotta teach them. You know, we got to mm-hmm. teach them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's dangerous, too. Not knowing what love is dangerous.
Yes, it is.
You know,
it is.
And you could be in the streets all your life, and you could think showing somebody love is tearing somebody's head off for somebody else that you're rolling with,
mm-hmm.
and for them to get respect like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're managing them, they got love for you now that you did that. They might think that's what love is.
Exactly.
That ain't love, you know what I mean? That's
mm-hmm.
that's danger. That's dangerous right there.
That's
you know what I mean?
Concept,
so, you know,
part of concept of love. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You know. So we gotta be careful with that. And now, this is the last thing I'm gonna say.
Mm-hmm.
As far as like with the parents showing the children love.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think it starts with the woman. When the woman, you know, she's the first teacher of the child. So
mm-hmm.
she's gonna teach the child love and knowing thyself.
Exactly.
I'm telling you. This is the last thing I'm gonna say. Once the women get it together and teach the kids the truth, you know what I mean? And the consciousness, it's over. It's over. We back in power.
Mm-hmm.
That's we are. We back in power. But Pit Queen, I got to go. Hotep.
All right. Peace, brother.
All right.
All right. Bye. Well, we do have another caller on the line, but I would like to move through certain aspects of this information really quickly. I want to finish up on the process of what I was talking about because it's going to pertain to a lot of the comments that other people have and questions that other people have. So if you're on the line with your hand raised, can you just please bear with me? We only have 22 minutes left in the show, and so I would like to move through the information that I have to share. All right, the third aspect of learning to love yourself is to stop seeking others' approval. When you listen to the outside world too much, you begin to close yourself to the voice within, and you have to learn that your life is your own, so your voice and the voice inside you that's guiding you is specifically tailored for you. So we must learn to sometimes listen to ourselves. You know, it's not bad to hear what others are telling us and what others are saying to us, especially if those other people do love us and do care about us, but listening too much and seeking too much approval and gauging ourselves accrediting too much of our self-worth to somebody else, can be detrimental to it. 4, believe in yourself, okay? I hear a lot of people, especially in the conscious community, knocking believing. But believing is a very powerful thing. It's just, what do you believe in? When you believe in things outside of yourself, that's when it becomes dangerous. But when you believe in yourself, that is the most powerful thing that you can do. Know from the inside out that you deserve the things you want in your life, even when these things might not be going your way. So having that belief to carry you through the tough times in your life and really learning that you are worth believing in. These things are very important when it comes to learning how to love yourself. 5, practice silence. You must learn to meditate and take time for self-reflection. These things are important keys to getting to really know who you are and who you want to be. Another important key, the brother touched on this, eating healthy and exercising, okay? These are very important parts because loving yourself includes loving your body. Okay? Let me say that again. Loving yourself includes loving your body. If you truthfully love yourself, will you intake certain substances into your body that you know are detrimental to yourself? No, you won't. Okay? So our health is our wealth. So we must remember that and protect that and understand that when we love ourselves, we love our bodies as well. 7, express yourself. Express yourself. I'm crazy, right? All right. Self-expression helps you to see the beauty within yourself, okay? And really begin to, it helps you to really begin to understand why you are worthy of being loved. Because you can see that beauty inside of yourself. Now you go, I am worthy of that love because you know what I love about myself? I'm a good writer. I'm a good singer. I'm a good this, I'm a good that. Whatever your talents are and those forms of self-expression, they help you to express that divinity within. All right, I just wanted to go over that really quickly. I do want to get back to this next caller. Caller from the 410, you are on Conversations with the Queen.
Now, that'd be bogus. Like, he was telling me, like, man, I don't
know. Peace, brother. You are on Conversations with the Queen.
It's a way you tell somebody they got to leave.
Right.
Well, I guess that brother's a little bit busy. So we just going to cut him off. And if he has anything, you know, to say, you can definitely raise your hand again. I'm just going to wrap it up. Do-do-do-do-do. And get in to a little bit of the final say on why love of self is important. In this world that seems to be centered around self-hate and destruction, it can be very hard for anyone to see the reasons why they must love themselves. But loving yourself will not only improve the quality of your life, but bring you inner peace and contentment. And at the end of it all, isn't that all what we really want? We all want to be happy. We all want to be peaceful. So the beginning of that is learning to embrace, learning to know, and learning to love ourselves. All right, brothers and sisters, we do have 17 minutes left in the whole call and the Conversations with the Queen queue. Okay, so if you want to call in and anybody else has any comments or questions or you are on the line and you'd like to add anything else, you already spoke, that's fine. You can come back in and speak again if you have anything else to add. 347 is back on the line. Caller from the 347 area code, you are on Conversations with the Queen. Peace. Well, it seems that they're not on. So that's fine. Anybody else who wants to call in, the call-in number is 917-932-8881. Let me repeat that again, 917-932-8881. And if you are in the chat room and you don't feel like calling in, today is your lucky day because I will take your questions from the chat as well. So, you know, don't be shy to share your voice and express yourself, because it is a key to loving yourself, okay, you guys? So express yourself to show you love yourself. Hold on, guys. We do have 15 minutes left, and just like to remind you of that. And also, too, for those who weren't here at the beginning of the show, if you missed anything on any of the shows or any of the other show topics, you can always pop over to conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, check out the blogs that are right up there, and, you know, collect some more information on the daily show. I mean, the weekly show. All right, caller from the 678, you are on Conversations with the Queen. Hello. Peace, caller.
Great.
Peace.
You hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, this is Tahuti again. I just wanted to reiterate on some of the things that you were you know, expounding on, and it is right and precise in terms of how to love yourself and everything. You know, the brother has had, you know, the one dose before, he said some interesting things as well, because you have to exercise that you know that in your family structure, you know, like in your children, and how you upbring your children and how you give them that type of information at a young age, because you gotta direct that light energy in them and activate the energy within their minds so that they can be free thinkers and not being controlled by anything.
Yeah.
Because see the whole idea is by knowing, see what I've done. When I started to really research and really look into our culture, our people, what we have achieved, you know, and everything, then I'm saying, like, wow, we're some wonderful people. We're some brilliant people. 92% of the inventions in America alone actually has been started with us, you know, from the so-called curling iron all the way down to the first open-heart surgeon. You know, So we have to value that. That's what we have to install in our children. We have to give them what we have done, because that was missing out of the piece that was given to us in schools, in their institutions. You know, well, we started in slavery. We started this way and that, but that wasn't the case. Because the ancient ones, even in Kemet, it said, know thyself, but also love thyself.
Exactly. All right. So you have anything else to add on to the conversation?
Well, basically that was what I wanted to, you know, break down, because it's just one thing. The spiritual part. The love of oneself and your soul. Remember, now there's a thing I like to share, if you don't mind. I like to share this. This is something that helped me when I was going through my transition of loving myself, right? Okay, I got a white candle, okay? I would go into a room that is, like, you know, with a mirror that is, you know, peaceful, with no disturbance, and I would sit or stand in front of the mirror with the candle flame. I would look myself in my eyes, and I would tell myself, I love you. I would tell myself from my feet up into my head, I love everything that my soul created. I love myself. It's just an affirmation you tell to yourself. You speak within your soul. Look in your own eyes and tell you, look, there's nothing wrong with me. I love me. But then you have to do this within your own self-love. It has to be within you. You have to really mean it to you. Because the reflection we're getting is wrong. You know, outside the media and all this, you know, our women have to show themselves in order to be, you know, looked at and admired. Instead of just being modest and just going out there just doing you, using your skills. You don't have to shake your butt all in the midst of the people, you know, millions of people, even the children, seeing it. And then they want to imitate that image, and which is not good. You know what I'm saying? BET and all that. That's, you know, I really don't like saying words, but it is what it is.
Great.
You know? So, yeah, that's what I wanted to basically, you know, write down. But I'll give some others some time to come in and to, you know, elaborate on what they feel.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing again and also sharing, you know, a practical practice that we can do, because I do like to share those types of things, you know, little things that we can do in our everyday to help ourselves along with the message. All right. Thank you, brother.
All right, no problem.
All right. It's funny that you mentioned that, because when I was very little, my mom used to always tell me to love myself. And she didn't always show me everything correctly on how to do it, but one of the beautiful things that she did do with me is she would take me in the mirror as a very little young girl and make me hug myself and say and recite these words: I love what I see when I look at me. Okay? And although those things might have been small or simple, but it makes an impression, and although I didn't always know how to love myself, I knew that I needed to love myself. And so as I got older, I tried to find the different ways and different paths that I needed to go along to understand how to love myself. And that's very important. And like we said, it starts at home. It starts with the child. It starts with parenting. It starts in the childhood. And the child needs to understand from a very young age that they are important, they are necessary, they are beautiful, and that they are loved, and so that they need to love themselves. Okay? And we have 9 minutes left, and pretty much want to encourage anybody else who has anything else to say to very, you know, voice yourself, voice your opinion, come in, don't be shy. In the meanwhile, I'm going to share a couple of different ways to love yourself. Eliminate self-criticism. Now, this is important because in our minds, the dialogue that we have with ourselves is very important. When we're going through something, you know, the things that we say to ourselves, we can hurt ourselves. You know what I mean? Sometimes we don't have the best dialogue with ourselves. Sometimes we say, oh, I hate myself right now. Or there's even this thing, this new little saying, and I really hate it. it's in like a text, FML. That's what they call it in shorthand. And it stands for F my life. And I don't think that's a positive affirmation that you should be saying. So when you're going through a messed up point in your life and a down moment, the last thing you really need to say is F your life. So, you know, the little things, like, see, even certain aspects like that, it's a byproduct of the culture that does not teach one to love themselves. So, you know, we need to get out of those type of, you know, wordings and certain sayings. We often say certain things like, I hate myself, I'm ugly, or blah, 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 blah. There's just different things that I'm stupid, or certain things that people might be saying to themselves. And you really need to check that self-dialogue, because those criticisms can fester, and they can turn into little thought processes, okay, that go on in your mind, and they create self-doubt. And self-doubt is the complete opposite of self-belief, okay? So how can you believe in yourself if you doubt yourself, pretty much? So we need to really address things like that. Acknowledge your effort. Hey, sometimes you don't always 100% get it, but hey, you tried. You know, trying, if you never try, you'll never know, okay? So we're not always going to be successful when we try. But trying and you know, going out there, that says something about that person. So don't doubt yourself. Don't hate on yourself. Don't down yourself when you don't succeed, okay? acknowledge the fact that you made an effort, and then also understand why it didn't work, and then maybe try again with a different method. Trust yourself. Have confidence in your own abilities. Know that you, know that, hello, am I still on? I don't know what that was. I just heard a beep on from my end. Okay, there was nothing. pretty much, where was I? Trust yourself. Okay, I got knocked out, you know, for a little while. Have confidence in your ability. Know that you have the ability to make important changes in yourself. See, before you can change the world, please change yourself. And this is everybody who always wants to save the world, and they want to save other people, and they want to save everything. Save yourself, okay? Like I said, you are doing the world a great service by loving yourself, by saving yourself, by believing in yourself. By doing these things, you do make a change, okay? I'm going to go over one more thing. Grow spiritually. This is very, very, very. I'm going over two more things. Grow spiritually, okay? When you spend time growing spiritually, loving yourself becomes automatic. You become peaceful, connected, kind, and loving. Your nature, you nurture a mind that grows more beautiful by the day. You naturally love yourself in the process. And this is what I talked about. Love of self goes hand in hand in gapping the separation between yourself and the Most High, because it shows you your true inner divinity. So you can't help but grow spiritually when you do find the path of loving yourself. Make positive affirmations every day. If anybody's on my Facebook, they know that I make positive affirmations. Not every day, but I do have some positive affirmations. I even have on my wall right now a whole list, and it's simple. I just wrote, you know, things I aspire to be and characteristics that I hope that I carry within myself. And, you know, I said some things like I'm beautiful, I'm strong, I'm imaginative, creative, happy, divine, royal, respected, valued. All these different centered, balanced, evolving, growing, all these different things, okay? And sometimes write it down. Write it down. Hang it somewhere. Hang it over your mirror or somewhere you always look. I hung it over my little desk area because I'm always over here. Do things like that to encourage that love of self. We do have only 3 minutes left, so if anybody is interested in saying anything else, the time is now. It's now or never. But if you don't have anything to say, that's fine as well. And pretty much, I just want to express my gratitude and, you know, gratefulness that you guys tuned in, that you guys made this a beautiful show. I'm so happy that my callers came through and called in, because we had been having some rough times a little bit there. I'm fine. I be speaking when I'm talking sometimes. Sorry, guys. So I just wanted to express that, I'm grateful for you guys. You guys do make the show. You're wonderful. You add in beautiful points. You always seem to come in and really add to the show. Pretty much, I just want to give out the blogspot one more time, conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. I'm going to really be updating the blogs on there. And I just enjoyed talking to you guys, okay? Remember to love yourself. Remember to believe in yourself and all those things. This has been brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. And please try and tune in. Every day we do have a plethora of beautiful shows. All right, thank you. Peace.
some of them want to break you down, steal your crown. Use and abuse you. Some of them smile in your face, 'cause they hurt it someplace. You got more than they're used to. Some of them want to steal your love. Who can say just so? I've been living and giving. I keep moving forward, pressing onward, striving for death. I keep on laughing, keep on living, keep on loving you. Yeah. I keep on dreaming, keep on achieving, keep on believing. I keep smiling. And I cry when I need to. Some of them, oh, they stab you in your back. 'Cause it's love and love. Some of them keep